We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Before we open up for some questions, just talk about how your preseason camp has gone and how you're feeling about the Tribe heading into Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be back and see everybody once again. Going through the training camp has been really refreshing for our guys. Our guys have been able to just concentrate on football. Actually, we haven't started classes yet, so classes start on Wednesday. So we've been able to focus our entire time to being able to, do football, the meetings and players getting better, taking care of their athletic performances. And it's been really good. So we're excited about the challenges, but also about the opportunities. This year, this season is about opportunities, as we all know, and very thankful of being able to play and get out there and watch these young student athletes perform.
First question this morning from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. How you doing? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Just some early thoughts, I guess I should say, on Virginia and especially Armstrong, who I guess you got to see a little bit of in 2019.
Well, obviously, very good football team. They've taken advantage of the transfers. They've taken advantage of really attracting some really good players, for them. You read about them, you talk about them, but Armstrong is incredibly talented and gifted. He can he can throw. He definitely can run the ball, and he just keeps providing that that threat that you always want. You got to know where he's at, and once you concentrate on that, then he's got so many other weapons that he can utilize. So he's done a really good job as becoming a college quarterback, a really good football player that's an asset to their offense for sure.
I was just going to follow that up with a question about Trey Watkins. We talked about him earlier, but he seems to have such a mind for the game at his position. How important do you feel that part of his play is, just his mind for his position?
Yeah, Dave, Trey's done a really good job of learning the position, of learning what others are doing, up in front of him, of communicating not only with the linemen, but also with the secondary, of anticipating the cuts that running backs make. There's so many different things that, obviously you gain an advantage of or an experience of that because you're doing it and you've done it. And he's a guy that's played in a lot of college football games and has demonstrated his performance through his grades, through his, his production. And I think he has a chance to be really, really good for us. And, he's one of our leaders. So very pleased with Trey and where he is and his opportunities to really, become a real good football player for us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John. On mute, John.
That's a rarity. John on mute.
I apologize. Hey, Mike, as college football has evolved, has your view of FCS versus FBS evolved in terms of more positive about that experience or less positive?
Well, John, obviously, with all the things that have been added to the new opportunities for these student athletes, I think what we'll continue to keep having is those that have the resources will continue to have those resources and provide them for the student athletes. Those that don't will still continue to struggle, even though the opportunities for the NIL and other things would be afforded them. But the ability to be able to do them, the ability to be able to roll out programs and do things that a young man is not only just choosing your school and the academics and the athletics, but also he might be choosing your sports marketing, your how you can help them advance, their career readiness for when it comes to taxes, when it comes to LLCs, when it comes to, there's so many other things now that have kind of gotten into the mix of why a young man may choose your school. So it's going to cause all of us to be, to be up to speed with how we can recruit this 21st century student athlete with all the rule changes. And that's a challenge, but you know, it'll continue to be one of those things that if you find the right young man that fits the profile that fits, you know, what you're looking for, then I believe the game can still be as strong as it's ever been, even though there's times are changing.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking you about your quarterback situation going into Saturday night, is Hollis going to play?
Hollis is cleared to play. He's practiced, you know, for us, with us. He's been in scrimmages. You know, we want to be smart about, you know, obviously when guys have situations that have limited some playing time coming out of the spring. But, you know, we want to be smart about how we utilize him and given the opportunity for some of these other quarterbacks to play as well is going to be important. We got a long season, and we just want to make sure we're doing the right thing by him and for our team.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Got a follow-up question from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, after not playing in the spring, how has Kane Everson looked in preseason?
Well, he's another one that has been practicing. He's looked really, really good in practice, really fast, really shifty, can catch the ball. Obviously, he's one of our better players on our team. And having him out there has been really good for us because now it gives you another added dimension, not only just as a receiver, as a slot, but also in the kicking game as a returner. So, you know, we're excited about him being back and the opportunity to dress and to play in this game as well.
Thanks.
Mike, when you open up the season with a Power 5 opponent like Virginia, how much motivation does that provide your guys in the offseason? How excited are they for that opportunity on Saturday?
Well, you know, for the opportunity, they're excited about it because of the venue, because of the program. There's a lot of in-state guys that we have here. So, I mean, they know a lot of players, you know, from their program. Just the connection and the ties, you know, just all those things, experiences that myself, but also a lot of the players and coaches on the staff. You know, there's a lot of coaches on the staff that have that have Virginia ties. So obviously when you're a young man playing an FCS program and the opportunity to play an FBS program, you relish the opportunity to go and compete and play in front of perhaps might be your hometown or closest to where your hometown may be. So all in all, I've been on both sides of it. It's a great experience, you know, and hopefully, as we probably know, the crowd will be there, will be electric. First game for, you know, for both teams. And so, you know, that's the college football experience, and that's what makes this great game such a great game.
Dave, do you have a follow-up? Are you good?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to take down my
hand. That's okay. No, I just want to make sure. Mike, before I let you go, just – we've touched on the offense and some of the key guys that are coming back offensively, but touch on your defense a little bit. There's some familiar names on that side and some guys coming back from injury. How do you feel about your defense going into the year?
Yeah, you know, you feel good about, you know, defensively, the guys that are back that have played, you know, in this 3-4 system, you know, Will Kiley up front, Carl Fowler, you know, guys have done a great job, you know, the secondary, Gage Herdman, Ryan Poole. You know, we've got a couple transfers ourselves, you know, and it's one of those things that when you have a chance to, you know, add to your team, add to some strength, add to some depth, and add to some experience, it's been very positive. So, you know, the defensive guys are, you know, we're developing depth with them, but at the same time, you know, the system and the schemes have been consistent, and they look really good, you know, during the course of the summer and as our training camp has concluded. They've looked good, so we're ready. We're ready to play, as I'm sure everybody else has said on this call, and we look forward to seeing everybody when we get up to Charlottesville and all the other places we'll be playing.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Charlottesville. Good luck on Saturday night, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Take care.
All right.